to this group, and they accepted it. And his Zweig's student, Mazzolini, sang them just charmingly. I've never heard them better. Mm-hmm. And Eric, of course, accompanied her. And of course, the evenings on the roof are a very sophisticated group, and they make always the most modern compositions and have an audience that is geared mm-hmm. to that. And it was very gratifying to Eric to be so well received. She had to repeat the songs. It was so, there was so great an applause. And this is very rare in this, in these concerts. And as you said, you have seen the reviews. It was, of course, the cycle of the children's songs isn't long. It's only 10 minutes, and there were a great number of pieces on the program. But it seemed that Eric took the greatest place mm-hmm. in the reviews. Mm-hmm. And from then on, he was never again asked to play. And, I wrote several times, and Eric wanted me to, offering them pieces, and they would always, refuse them, but in a very kind of biting way, mm-hmm. so to say. We don't want to have anything to do with you. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why this is. But I think it was one of the things of professional jealousy mm-hmm. that happens so often.
Yes.
Where people fall into factions and that could be friends.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, between the years 1944 through 1948, we've seen Eric get back on a solid compositional footing. He's producing regularly. And perhaps it's ironic that at the same time the Kinderlieder cycle is being revived, Eric is working in an entirely new direction, that is the creation of large instrumental pieces without program. And the first of these is a product of 1948 and 1949. It's entitled the Sonata Barocca, and it's dedicated to his brother Walter in memoriam. Perhaps you can talk a little bit about this piece and why to Walter specifically.
Well, Eric had begun this piece, and it had nothing to do with Walter when he began it. I think it was that he had matured in these years to a point where he was confident enough to approach these forms that mm-hmm. had somehow eluded him before, mm-hmm. or which he did not dare to approach before. And so he began this sonata, and he had almost finished the first movement, by which I don't mean to say that it was the first movement uh-huh. that he composed that. I think it was the second movement,
uh-huh.
which he began, but which later became the second movement mm-hmm. of the sonata. And when all of a sudden the terrible news came that his brother Walter had succumbed to a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
They found him just, from one day to the other. He had only been 46 years old. Mm. And he had loved that brother more than any of the others. And not only he, everybody mm-hmm. loved that brother the most. He was the most wonderful person, human being mm-hmm. that lived only for others. And from childhood on, he was, so to say, the mainstay of the parents, of his brothers, and accepted this role of being there only for them. He had no mm-hmm. life of his own. He had married, and I think he couldn't marry because there were always these demands. Everybody needed him. And all of a sudden, it was up to then. We had almost steadily gone up to San Francisco. And from then on, we never went there anymore.
Uh-huh.
Eric was just really heartbroken. And he finished the sonata. And it was in a way, a very important thing that had happened there.